Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And before we get into the show, we got the Tory Lowe Show mixtape. Just send your email. I guess people sending the email in on the talk to text, or send it in the chat. Send some people, send it to Tory Lowe on Facebook. I think a couple people send me their emails to my Instagram. But we got the Tory Lowe Show mixtape available for the listeners. It's free. It's my thank you to everybody that tuned into the show. And I appreciate all of the listeners, all of those in the chat. I wish I could do more. Also, Friday after the show in the Third Street Market Hall around 4:30, we'll be having a gathering for Truth Nation on Friday at the Third Street Market Hall at 4:30. So just make sure that, you know, if you put that on your calendar, you want to come through. We'll be out in the Third Street Market Hall having a great time. You know, it's happy hour around that time. So it's going to be a great time. But also, just make sure that you park, have your parking taken care of. And maybe if y'all want to have a little bit too much fun, make sure you have a designated driver, which, you know, somebody that can drive with you and things like that. So don't be just coming in and then all of a sudden you have too much fun. And then all of a sudden, you know, First District down here too. So you don't want to be pulling out, you know, driving off and then talk about I was at the Tory Lowe Show, you know, celebration idea. And then next thing you know, y'all get in trouble for, I don't need that. Make sure y'all come with the crew. Mo the Elephant says, till what time? It'll be from 4:30 to 7:30. And if it's extra, fun, we might stay to 8. But like I said, you know, what I'm saying is this is just a gathering of everybody coming together. Y'all know I love to see when we out. For those that meet me when we outside, y'all know it's a great time when we doing stuff in the community, no matter if it's the cleanup, no matter if it's the walk against violence, no matter if it's a call to action looking for a missing person. Y'all already know we enjoy hanging out, having a good time together. So salute. And, you know, it's been amazing. It's going to continue to be like that. But just on this Friday at 4:30, we'll be at the Third Street Market Hall, and y'all can we can gather and maybe I'll tell y'all some things from there. Maybe after that, and maybe I'll gather everybody up and give them some good announcements. Maybe I'll say it then after the show is over in the Third Street Market Hall.
Big post show reveal.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, for those that you know, because if you come to the 4:30 event, that means you really was hardcore. You loved what was going on. And those that can't make it, salute. I'm not saying that that's not the case, but for those that come out, you know, maybe we'll have a little treat for them, a little great news for them. So, all right. Well, and I got the lines open too. Like all this week, you know, I think we leaving it open all this week for the people to talk about their best memory from the truth all this week from the last 5 years. That's always something that y'all can call in and talk about. But I want to get into this situation where, once again, a security guard was attacked while confronting a car break-in suspect in Milwaukee. Now, you know, the security guards take a lot of scrutiny, you know, because many times when they get real, they get the ducking. You know, they say, security gets got a flashlight, and you know what happened at the at Mayfair Mall with the security guard. You know what happened at Mayfair Mall with the security guard, where he had one job, and that's to spray the pepper spray on the people that was in the conflict, and he sprayed his buddies. Or I don't even know if it was a he or a she. Was it a girl or a guy? We don't know. It's a security guard at Mayfair. sprayed the other teammates with the pepper spray, and then get the people that was causing the problem. So we give a lot of scrutiny to security guards around here. But look, this security guard stepped into action. Confronted somebody breaking in the cars, confronted the suspect, and then he got attacked. If you're watching this rebroadcast live, we got some video on this. Let's listen.
We are at the MacArthur Square parking garage on 9th and Wells in Milwaukee, just below the Milwaukee County Courthouse. And this is where investigators spent hours this morning just beyond these gates, collecting evidence and blocking off part of the garage. Officers here tell us this was the crime scene. Police confirming the victim is a private security guard for this garage. Police dispatch revealing the dramatic moments the call came in.
We have a 34-year-old male patient, PNB. Patient is a security guard at the courthouse. He got into an altercation with a civilian. He got punched in the face.
Milwaukee police say they're investigating an assault that happened here this morning just before 6:30. They say the 34-year-old guard found the suspect, a 32-year-old man, inside the parking garage trying to break into cars. When the guard confronted the suspect, MPD says the suspect attacked. Police say the guard was taken to the hospital with injuries, that they did survive and are being treated for those injuries. And Milwaukee police say the 32-year-old suspect was arrested near the crime scene. They say criminal charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office.
Now, two things. You got to be off, a little bit off, to break into that garage. That's right by the police station and the courthouse. They ain't even got to put you in the paddy wagon. If you so close to the courthouse, they just walk you right into the courtroom from there. Like, there may be some mental health issues. I usually don't like to throw off bad behavior with mental health. But I'm going to say this. You got to be, you didn't take your medication that day. If you breaking in cars at the courthouse, this is right under that tunnel where people go down to go under, right by the courthouse where some people go into that little tunnel way and then go into the courthouse. This that parking structure. Whoever did this was one fry short of a Happy Meal, because 32 years old, breaking into cars at the courthouse. That's it ain't funny, but I guess sometimes you got to laugh to stop from crying. You can tell that this person, maybe they was homeless or something. I mean, this is just my opinion. Maybe it was one of those people that was sleeping in the tents or in that area. It's a lot of homelessness going on in that area, too. And a while back, there was a lot of people setting up tents, sleeping in that courthouse area over there. But then they moved them out. They moved them out from over there. So now they off of Valet somewhere or you can see around 14th and Valet, around the King Center. You can see a lot of homelessness, people sleeping in. A lot of them abandoned buildings over there in the front of them and things like that. So all I'm saying is maybe it was one of those people that in those conditions. Because I can't, in my brain, you are a regular 32-year-old, first district, courthouse, everything right there, and you finna go break into the cars. Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm sure that they're going to. Then they said that he attacked the security guard. They didn't say he pulled out a gun. They said he swung off on him. You know, it got to fighting and tussling. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, them people do know how to fight, them homeless people, because every night they got to be on guard because they sleeping in the tent. Or they sleeping just, they ain't got no protection of a house, so they sleeping in a blanket. So they got to be already on fight mode. They can't rest. So if they comfortable sleeping outside, you know they know how to fight. I'm trying to tell you. So you're not finna mess with one of them people and just met. They, boy, he probably got that security guard probably wasn't ready for all of that. And maybe he was looking for food. Maybe he was looking for something to sell. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't think it was a regular 32-year-old. It could have been. Nowadays, it's a lot of people doing a lot of weird stuff. But in that area,
No, if you're a security guard, you got to be ready for the smoke anytime, Tori.
Yeah, you should be ready for the smoke if you're a security guard. First of all, there's so many security guards that can't fight, you know. I mean, I believe the one thing as a security guard, you shouldn't just be hiring people just because they, you know, just do security. If you're a security guard, you got to know how to defend yourself, at least. Now, I ain't say go out and attack people and beat people up and talk tough and act crazy. I ain't talking about that, you know. That's more of a bouncer at the club bouncer. No, if you're a security guard, you got to know at least how to do a good 1-2 punch, a good 1-2-3 if you had to.
Yeah, you got to be able to do the two-piece in a
at least a two-piece in a bit, at least. So, hey, let's send up prayers for the security guard to get a speedy recovery in this situation. But like I said, it's a lot of homelessness downtown. It's a lot of desperate acts going on downtown that they don't even talk about. They don't even talk about it. They want to keep downtown nice and shiny, but it's a lot of stuff going on. Mo the Elephant says top flight security. I mean, even the Taco Bell drive-thru server was packing the heat after he knocked dude out. Hey, it's true. Also, a judge denies plea deal for teen charged in a Milwaukee kidnapping. Now, everybody been following this story. This was the whole thing where the mother and the daddy of the child and they jumped out the car and grabbed the boy and it was a huge national story. I think it was last summer. But when we come back, I want to talk about this. The judge is denying bail for the teen charged in that kidnapping. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
1-4, say your name. On the block by the courthouse. Phone ring, he already know. Mama crying in the hallway. Who gon' speak? She say, Tory Lowe. North side, south side. Same pain, same tears on a different door. He the one they call when they can't breathe. When they can't take it anymore. Advocate, Tory Lowe. He gon' ride when it's time, let the city know. From the hood to the front row. If you hurt, say the word. He gon' stand 10 toes. Advocate, Tory Lowe. Every step, every march, you be in that snow. When it rain, when it cold. If you stuck in the dark, he gon' pull you home.
Yeah. 101, 7 the truth. Tory Lowe show. Judge denies plea deal for teen charged in Milwaukee kidnapping. This story went all over the country, and they finally going to trial with it. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got some video. Let's listen.
The video shocked Milwaukee last summer, prompting an Amber Alert. A 7-year-old boy snatched out of his front yard by armed men at 61st and Eustis. The boy, Jamal White, was recovered unharmed about 24 hours later as police uncovered a robbery plot that morphed into a kidnapping and extortion attempt. 15-year-old Barry Coleman came to court after reaching a plea deal with the prosecutor. Already considered a delinquent juvenile thanks to a heroin case when he was just 12, Coleman is charged with kidnapping, taking hostages, and possession of a firearm. Under the plea deal, though, those three felonies would be whittled down to a single robbery charge, not even armed robbery, though prosecutors say he was armed during the abduction.
It was largely related to the defendant's acceptance of responsibility.
But Judge David Borowski was immediately skeptical of the plea deal, which would reduce the possible prison time from 90 years down to 15.
In jumping out of a car, grabbing a 7-year-old in his arms at gunpoint and throwing him in the back of a car, and I'm supposed to take straight robbery? Explain that to me.
The total amount of years is equal to his years of age.
It's, as you know, this is not a mathematical calculation. I've had 16-year-olds plead to first-degree reckless homicide, which is way more than their 16 years. This is a heinous allegation, even for Milwaukee. It is not in the interest of the justice for me to accept this.
Judge Borowski, that's the wrong judge in the city to bring this to look for some empathy. And you a young black man. Hey, look, he facing 90 years. Judge Borowski trying to get him 100. Judge Borowski, this man have made so many wild statements over the years. Say, he even said that Milwaukee was a sewer, you know. And by him saying that, this young man looked like something that came out the sewer. To Borowski. How many times do they reject plea deals after prosecution gives a plea deal? I don't know. I would love to know. I would love to know. But, hey, he shouldn't have never, you know, sometimes you got to pay the consequences for your actions. And I don't even have nothing positive to say about the young man's actions. Matter of fact, he deserved whatever he get. Anytime somebody do things and harm innocent life or go out here and pull some criminal, God, hey, you got to pay the price. Don't come trying to, you know, ask for community assistance and you went out and pull something like this. Especially kidnapping. Okay. All I'm saying is, but when you see Judge Borowski, they made sure that Borowski had this case. Because, you know, he a high-profile judge. And this is a high-profile case. Ain't going to be no oxygen in the courtroom with this case. And he going to make sure of it. Judge Borowski is, like I said, he got a certain tinge to him when it comes to black people. See, I'm just... Hey, I'm just going to say a 10. Y'all know, if y'all can read between the lines, you got a certain, when it comes to blacks.
Last week of the show, Tori, say what you got to say, hey, right?
From my observation, Judge Borowski don't like, you know, I was going to say it, you know, I'm awake. Y'all know what I'm finna say. And some things, it's best not to say it. Here go Andrew trying to geek me to say it. I'm y'all know what I mean.
What's understood doesn't need to be said.
What's understood don't need to be spoken, okay? But Judge Borowski, I'm trying to tell you, if I would ask for a different judge, if I had Judge Borowski, I don't care if it's for a parking ticket, you know what I mean? And I got video, you know. He gonna find a way. I'm trying to tell you, he's not finna. That he did the Theodore Edgecombe trial. Y'all seen? I'm trying to tell you. Judge Borowski kind of, every time I get around Judge Borowski, I raise an eyebrow. Do we see me as a sewer rat? You know, he said Milwaukee was a sewer. And he said a lot of things that has narratives that are, you know, not favorable to a certain race. I'm gonna keep it right there, but this young man definitely ain't got no excuses, and I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for him. I really don't. It's just that Borowski, you know, is involved in this. And you know, I had to say that about Borowski. But he may have ran into the right situation where he going to get exactly what he deserved. And shame on the adults that was involved in this as well. To have a young man go out there and do the dirty work thinking, okay, if he go out there and get caught and get the kid and get caught, he going to be here juvenile, so they going to take it easy on him. We adults, so, you know, if they catch us doing it, we going to get, you know, thrown in jail forever because we probably on our third, fourth strike. They said this young man had a case at 12. What they say, heroin or cocaine or something like that? Wow. Here we go. We're going to keep following this because now we got to see where this ends up. We may not have a follow-up right here on this station. Because at the end of it ain't going to be no, maybe we have to wait a while, but we're going to have a follow-up, but it may not be on this, in this platform. Why are you laughing, Andrew? It's the truth, right? Okay. You said it's my last week, and now you don't want me to say that, but you wanted me to say what I was going to say about Borowski.
No, I think it's all good. I think you should speak your truth, Tori.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. If we're going to have a follow-up, but it just ain't going to be in this space.
No.
Okay. Well.
Instagram Live, maybe.
When we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tori Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
K-Ball, 10 toes, we outside for the people. Yeah. Step out the crib, that heart on my sleeve. Phone keep ringing, that call I receive. Grandma on the porch, say pray then leave. So I lace up hope like a brand new weave. Block full of pain, I done walk them tears. Face every fear, I done fought they years. Name in their ear like a chant in the bleachers. Front row love for the hurt and the dreamers. They say tone it down, I just turn up. Made for the trenches, I was raised by proof. If the system cold, then I bring that flame. You can see that light when you shout my name. Tory Lowe, that Batman. Pull up when it's that bad. Riding for the hell not. Turn a closed door to a last thing. Tory Lowe, that Batman. Big cake made of past pain. Turn cries into an anthem. Make the whole block chant his last name. Low.
101.
Mama in the lobby.
Saving the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I want to head down to Atlanta. You know they got the driverless vehicles out here now. Now, I don't know if I'm ready for the driverless vehicles. I'm not ready. I need to see somebody behind the wheel. I haven't graduated that far into technology. I deal with technology. I don't mind it. But if I'm going to get in a taxi, I'm not finna go with the driverless taxis. But they said that a driverless taxi and these driverless vehicles in Atlanta was going crazy in the Atlanta neighborhood. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got some audio and video on this. Let's listen.
You might call them wayward Waymos, one after another driverless taxis. Streaming into several Atlanta cul-de-sacs at virtually all hours of the day and night.
So as more were coming in, more were going out. It was just a constant stream of coming in around the circle.
After roughly 50 of them showed up last weekend, the annoyed neighbors put out a traffic turtle, but that only led to longer backups.
One of them almost did run over our cul-de-sac cat, Buddy, and so that
That was the final straw.
The robo-taxis appear to be in a holding pattern, waiting for their next assignment. Waymo tells NBC News it has already worked with our partner to address this routing behavior. It's the latest Waymo speed bump, coming just days after the company recalled nearly 4,000 robo-taxis for software fix, after some cars in Texas and California drove into flooded streets and stalled. In recent years, Waymos have also failed to yield to school buses and caused rush hour gridlock.
Nothing we are doing today with automated vehicle technology is safe enough. It's got to be better tomorrow. And that is the change in trajectory we need for vehicle safety in America today.
I don't know. See, they is you being experimented on. I even remember a conversation a while back last year that they was trying to get the trucks to be driverless. And I saw commercials where Domino's was having a driverless vehicle deliver pizza in California somewhere. They've been experimenting on these driverless vehicles. I don't want to be the guinea pig at this point. I wouldn't even drive in a Tesla right now if somebody was doing the automatic driver, like where they don't have to touch the wheel. I'm not even doing none of that. Not right now. I'm not confident. I'm not confident in letting a driverless vehicle take me somewhere. Not today. Not right now. Some of y'all might not mind it, but I don't. What if it go crazy? You know, what if it's a glitch and then you crash and you run off the road? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'd rather have my hand on the steering wheel. I don't even like some of y'all when I'm driving with some of the people I know. I'm scared because I don't look good in the car accident. I always tell people, I don't look good smashed up. I need you to pay attention. Barbara says, Tori, try it, man. I guess Barbara have done it. Not really a city girl says, yeah, no thank you on the robo-taxis. Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready for all of that. It's people that I know that I drive with all the time, and I done got gray hairs because they wait to the last minute to hit the brakes. They drive too close to the vehicle in the front. They act like they can't see the pothole right there in the front. We hitting every pothole. I mean, hey, we got call on the lines. If you want to join the conversation today, 833-212-1017. We got Kay on the lines. How you doing, Kay?
Hey, good afternoon.
Bless his queen.
I'm like you. It's going to be a no. Everything, AI and everybody want computers to do all everything. Yeah, it's going to be a no. It's some stuff they just not going to be able to do.
Right.
And they driving just these robo cars driving just as ridiculous as the cars with people in them.
I agree.
Some stuff we just not going to be able to, we ain't going to be able to match it. It's just like, that's what's wrong with people nowadays. Everybody want to be on the phone. Everybody wants stuff to be computerized. That's why people don't know how to talk to folks. That's why they don't know how to communicate effectively. That's why folks don't know how to, they don't know how to do much of nothing with all of this technology. Yeah, you only as smart as the tool that you handle it.
Mm.
And as we can see, we got a lot of smart dummies behind the wheel. Now we got a full-blown dummy?
Mm.
No. This.
Hey, salute to Kay for chiming in. I think that this Waymo taxi need way more work to be done before I trust. Understand what I'm saying? I don't even want to get in a vehicle. I don't even like, if I don't have to, you know, drive nowadays in Milwaukee, I'm not driving. Period. I only drive when I have to drive or where I'm going somewhere. Like, some people just like to get out and cruise and just, you know, joyride a little bit. Nah. And with the gas prices, especially no. Like I'm very specific on where I'm trying to go. And I'll say this, I would not let a driverless vehicle, with as bad as people running red lights, how do they give account for all of the reckless driving and the things that go on while you're driving? Dude, they can't anticipate it. At least give me a chance with somebody with some reflexes. I don't know. What do you think, Andrew?
See, I'm not against the driverless car story. I'm just against them in these neighborhoods. Like, if you want to drive on, like, the freeway or something, I don't really care. But, like, it's in the gridlocked area. Like, downtown Milwaukee, not a good place for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they Diddy Cassie in the chat says, but y'all trust airplanes.
I think it's a little different.
An airplane got a pilot. You think airplanes you autopilot?
Yeah, but it's the takeoff and the landing that you need a person for.
So you said airplanes, the pilot is just there just to take off and land.
Yeah, when we're at like 5,000 feet, I think the computer's doing a lot of the work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just kind of floating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it ain't like you got to turn the corner or stop at a light. You're just floating.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so
imagine if there was a red light at that high. It'd be a problem.
It would be a problem. Imagine if you had to turn the corner every time, you know. I don't know. I just, like I said, it is what it is. All I'm saying is I like technology. I like using technology, but I'm not ready for technology to take control over the wheel.
Like I said, if you want a situation where nobody is in control of anything and like you're just a safe passenger, take a train. Trains, you know, you're on a track. There's nothing to go wrong there. No issue. But with cars and stuff, there's so many different variables, man.
Motor Elephant says, please do not do this tour. I'm a train guy, too. I like trains. It's safe. They do have problems, but it's very few and far between.
That's what I'm saying. I've taken the train to Chicago a couple times, Tori. It's pretty good. At least a little Amtrak. Not a bad deal.
Hey, if y'all want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. Also, I want to go over to Baton Rouge, where a high school assistant basketball coach was arrested for sex crimes involving a student. Y'all know I keep up with these stories because, you know, sometimes when we don't talk about them, a lot of these people can creep in the dark. We got to keep an eye open. And everybody always thought that the person that was going to commit these crimes was somebody that was a thief or a felon or somebody that was on the wrong track. No, it'd be like every time we do these stories, and it'd be teachers, coaches, doctors, dentists. That's why I tell y'all to keep a head on a swivel. You don't know who is it going to be that's trying to do something to these young kids in the family, grooming, all of that. We got to really start paying attention because a lot of children are falling victim to groomers, to sexual assault, to sex traffic. It's a lot going on. I deal with it. That's why when I got my show, I make sure when I see these stories, we talk about them. We're going to head over to Baton Rouge, high school assistant basketball coach arrested for sexual crimes involving student. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
The Zachary Broncos have done it again.
Assistant boys basketball coach Tim Johnson, seen here coaching during the team's 2025 championship run, was arrested Thursday for carnal knowledge of a juvenile, prohibited sexual conduct between an educator and a student, molestation of a juvenile, and improper telephone communications. Zachary police say the crimes took place in Zachary and Baton Rouge. They were unable to discuss specifics of the case Friday, but the department is usually tight-lipped about its investigations. The Zachary Community School District released a statement following Johnson's arrest, saying the conduct alleged is deeply troubling and wholly inconsistent with the standards and expectations of district employees. The safety, well-being, and protection of our students remain our highest priority. Johnson is the second East Baton Rouge area school coach to be arrested in a week for inappropriate behavior with students. Last Thursday, Parkview Baptist coach Patrick Yomdom was arrested for allegedly texting with a 14-year-old student about her sex life. Both coaches have been placed on administrative leave from their respective schools.
Teachers, coaches, that, you know, your kid, you got, this is what I tell you, you got to be actively involved in what your child is doing. And you know what I know that helps me a lot? I always ask my children, what adult is talking to them or having interaction with them, and why are you talking to this adult? If it's not, if it's a math teacher, the math teacher should be talking math or, you know, something in that space. If they talking about let's be buddies and stuff like that, hey, let me know. So I'm going to show up and talk to them and try to figure out what's going on. Like, you got to be attentive of what is going on, because it could be in the school. It could be in decent programs. Predators are all over the place. Predators, people that want these kids, they all over the place. They in the church. They in the school. They at the hospital. They at the dentist. They everywhere. They at the police department. That's why you got to train your kids to speak. And you got to stay vigilant on the conversations with your child, because I'm going to tell you right now, some of y'all children sitting up in the house right now with y'all with them phones in their hands talking to grown people, even Roblox. Some of these video games that these kids be playing, that y'all let these kids play, they got predators in the video game. So we got to make sure that we drive that home, that we have to be consistent with dealing with our youth and making sure that we get them before the groomers get them. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The people's champ. Yeah, yeah. Who the people's champ? Tory Lowe. When it all goes wrong, where the people go? Tory Lowe. Who was speaking up for those people in the ghetto? Tory Lowe. Who was out in Kenosha on the front line in the snow? Tory Lowe. Who out here righting the wrongs and shining light on these folks? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest advocate that Milwaukee has ever known? Tory Lowe. Who out here finding these babies and bringing them back home? Yo, Tory Lowe. If you don't know, then you know. Who gonna be right there with you in that hospital when you shot up? Tory Lowe. Who gonna find a child molester that touched your daughter? Tory Lowe. Who gonna help you out when that landlord put you out of that apartment? Tory Lowe. When your son need a transplant, who gonna find that organ? Streets with no permit. Tory Lowe. Who the biggest activist out here that's independent? Tory Lowe. Who you gonna call if you end up missing? Tory Lowe. Who put this all together? Me, that's who?
Tory Lowe.
Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show. I want to head over to Detroit, where a teen shot in downtown Detroit. Detroit Police Department stepping up patrols for teen takeovers. They're anticipating a lot of these teen takeovers, Truth Nation. They haven't talked about it in Detroit. And we also got a story where they're talking about it right here. They just had a recent discussion about it in the city of Milwaukee. But I want to go over to Detroit, where the Detroit Police Department is stepping up patrols for teen takeovers after a teen was shot downtown. Let's listen.
Well, Keenan Alicia, Chief Todd Bettison, says that he is trying to and wants to increase patrols in light of the recent violence that's happened here in downtown Detroit. He says that he wants to continue to make sure these city streets remain safe headed into the summer season. Now, Detroit police responded to shots fired just before 10 p.m. last night. It all happened at the corner where Library and Farmer Streets intersect with East Grand River Avenue. That intersection is between Woodward and Cratchit Avenue, just blocks away from Grand Circus Park in downtown Detroit. Now, DPD says a 14-year-old boy was shot in the chest. However, he's currently in stable condition, recovering at a local area hospital. Two juveniles, ages 16 and 17, were taken into custody. Police also say they've recovered the gun they believed was used in the shooting. last night. There were hundreds of teens in downtown Detroit as part of that teen takeover you were mentioning. Police believe the shooting stemmed from a fight that broke out. Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison says they're stepping up patrols in light of the recent teen takeovers.
We, in the downtown area, it was over 60 juveniles that we did detain. And so we're going to continue that. We're going to hold parents accountable as well. And we will be increasing our enforcement efforts in an effort to keep everyone safe in the city of Detroit.
All right. So these takeovers, we comment on these takeovers. How do we know this ain't a social experiment? Because if somebody's putting out a flyer of events that's causing chaos, causing people to use resources like police, all of this other stuff off of one flyer, and we ain't got the organizer, I think it's social engineering going on. Ain't no way somebody creating these events and it's a, and nobody don't know who did it. All this talk about takeovers and y'all, to me it seemed like they got another agenda with these takeovers, because where the organizer at? Where the organizer? Somebody tell me where the organizer at. All this time, you telling me all over the Atlanta, Detroit, New York, all, Milwaukee, all these takeover flyers going out here, and not one person, one organizer caught. We know who organizing the No Kings, the Black Lives Matter, all the socialist movements. They got names. We know who putting it together. But yet, we don't see who's behind the takeovers with the kids. But yet, we're using resources and preparing for more of these teen takeovers. But you have not yet said that we was going to bring these organizers to justice. I got a problem with that. I got a real serious problem that it's organizers out here just... Nobody says anything about the people who made the flyer. But yet, they're going to increase security for the kids, for the youth. They coming up with community plans around these teen takeovers. But hey, not one person got on the news and said, we're going to arrest every organizer that posts a flyer to these teen takeovers. You're going to jail. Somebody help me out. Somebody help me out. I don't mind them increasing the securities and things like that. But out of all of the videos, out of all of the interviews, out of all of the trusted community members that's, oh, we got to stop these. We got to get these takeovers. We got to get these kids under control. Ain't nobody said, when we find these organizers, we going to throw them in Lake Michigan. That's what I'm saying. Like, we gonna really handle these organizers of these takeovers rough. If you put out a takeover flyer, it's a wrap. That, see, we ain't hearing that conversation. If it was a Black Panther group, and they was out here protesting and they needed to use police resources, you'll know who the person, you'll know who the leader was. Any group causing chaos, let it happen a couple times. The media, everybody going to have a microphone in the face of the person that they believe is organized. All of a sudden, it's a ghost organizer for the takeover. Stop it. Ain't nowhere in history where somebody was organizing anything like this where we didn't see who was behind it. Even if something happened overseas, they say Al-Qaeda was behind it. Al-Qaeda took responsibility for the situation. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation? Who did this? Well, I guess they're having meetings in the city about the takeovers, but even they ain't asking who organized it. If you're watching, if you listen as we broadcast live, we got Milwaukee teens. They discussing the takeovers and as summer safety in a listening session. Let's listen.
Most of these kids, they just want somewhere to go.
A safe haven, trying to fit in, fights, chaos. Those are just a few ways teens in Milwaukee describe teen takeovers.
The teen takeovers, like I said before, it was fun until it's not.
It was a hot topic at the New Life Community Development Center Monday. Dozens of Milwaukee teens participated in small listening sessions as a part of the Real Talk with 414 Youth. The sessions centered around youth safety, violence, and prevention.
I just want to see this summer better than the last. Less fights, less shootings, less killings.
Recently, police have responded to large gatherings organized by teens promoted on social media. In March, more than a dozen people were arrested at Bayshore Mall. The next day, a teen was arrested after a teen takeover at Moody Park that ended in shots fired.
There is that select few of youth that can't be reached to the point to where it's like, okay, it might be some type of crime, but that's why we're here to stop it.
Malik Edwards says there aren't a lot of places to just be kids and have fun. The mayor says there are resources, but education on how to find them and what they are could help.
Milwaukee is really a resource-rich city. We really are. I mean, the fact that, you know, all these young people from so many different youth serving organizations across the city are here showcases that.
I don't know. These are teens that show up to everything that's organized. These ain't the teens that's out here doing the extra. You know, sometimes Milwaukee know how to put on a show, and they'll get organizations that already have teen involvement that's trying to do the right thing, and they'll bring those teens to the discussion to make it look packed. I know they do this, you know. But at the end of the day, why don't we address the real issue? Let's not make it about the teen takeovers, because we don't know who even doing that. Let's talk about the fact that these kids, we've been asking for neighborhood development, and we've been asking for things in our community for how many years, and the neglect has grown to the point where now somebody in the background, in the shadows, can make a flyer. One flyer. Y'all can't even get the kids together. But somebody, a mystery person, the shadow flyer maker, can make something and everybody react to it. That's how bad the neglect is in the black community. How about we talk about that? Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in.